Ohio's governor says he's backing a series of proposals that are intended to help reduce gun deaths in the wake of this weekend's shooting in Dayton. Among them are background checks for most gun purchases, stronger penalties for felons who have guns, and more access to mental health treatment. But my next guest says that's only part of the solution. Bernard Zaper is a retired special agent in charge with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He spent more than two decades investigating violent crime with that agency. He's now with ASU's School of Criminology and Criminal Justice. And Bernard, do laws like this make much of a difference in your experience?
I have a very strong feeling that we are missing a larger issue here. One of the problems with trying to enforce it from the gun side is the fact that we're approaching 500 million firearms in the United States at this moment, more every day. And it's like trying to collect every pencil that's out there. And obviously, they are adding to the lethality of this social horrific crisis. My contention is that we examine, like the CDC would, a virus, an epidemic of mental health, destructive, narcissistic, self-obsessed, murder for adoration process that's going in the United States. Further, when you look at firearms themselves, what we are fighting against, I guess, in terms of firearms legislation, I don't want to say fighting against, but I would say that most people are operating under the belief that there is firearms regulation and there's barely firearms regulation in the United States.
It sounds as though, you know, what you're asking for is more research, but the CDC, of course, is precluded basically from doing that, right?
That's correct. There's a number of preclusions of actually collecting data on firearms violence in the United States. There is an obstruction from ATF, for example, being very efficient at tracing firearms completely, as not many people would be aware of the fact that the paper records from the firearms transaction record, the sale of firearms through the legal commerce of firearm sales, is regulated to remain a paper and microfiche enterprise, if you can imagine that. But two components going on here with this national trend is we have a firearms issue, but broadly we have a social psychosis issue as well. And my contention is, as a nation, using the CDC as an example, whether they provide the framework or not, that we study this current social crisis of mass homicide, that it is some form of cultural psychosis, that there is a need for adoration, a narcissistic desire for infamy through mass homicide. I would further say that if you take all of the active shooters, they're really the same person.
Well, is there a role while that is happening to also, for example, make it more difficult for folks who are identified with some of these issues from getting a gun, or to have some kind of record of who is getting a gun, or some other kind of regulation that, you know, we often hear about in the wake of these kinds of tragedies?
We are facing some enormous obstacles of trying to keep the firearms out of the hands of people who are, say, mentally adjudicated for not having the capacity for this, or criminals for not having this. And the two obstacles right from the get-go are the fact that most people believe there is firearms regulation. There's barely firearms regulation. Secondly, we're approaching 500 million firearms in the United States. They're here. For example, if I wanted to sell a firearm to somebody in Arizona and I put an ad in the paper or somewhere online, I don't have to know anything about them. That ability right there creates the gray market. The gray market is very profitable. So the firearms are flowing in the United States. That is an ominous attempt to stop that part of it. I think a very simple potential fix for at least tightening up some of these things would be to have all firearm sales take place through a licensed firearms dealer. In other words, if I wanted to get rid of some of my firearms and sell them to somebody that we both meet at a licensed federal firearms licensee, an FFL, the firearm goes into that dealer's disposition. The person receiving them goes through the InstaCheck in whatever form to check their lawfulness. And then they fill out a firearms transaction record, and we both pay the dealer a fee for this service. And there's no non-licensee sales. This is not going to necessarily stop this national trend of mass murder, but the firearms are out there. And this is one of the difficult things with trying to approach this as a firearms issue. it is a firearms issue just because the efficiency of killing people from a tool that's made exactly for that. But, you know, these little band-aids of firearms legislation here or stricter background checks are a very, very small sliver, I think, of the larger issue. It's going to take a lot of disciplines, but a real national leadership to look at this trend.
Well, you say that, and we hear this a lot, that no one law can stop every incident. I mean, obviously, you know, we have laws for people not to drink and drive, and they still do it. We have laws for people not to steal, and they still do it. But do you think that having those kinds of laws in place, like the ones you just mentioned, maybe combined with deeper study into some of the mental illness components and some of the other personality components that these shooters are showing, could that actually make a significant difference, do you think, maybe over time?
Absolutely. So I would say that we have to have a comprehensive effort at this issue. And right now, immediate. There is no time for getting a grant to get a few academic and mental health people together. This is a significant national crisis. And firearms legislation may in fact be part of the solution. Stuff has to happen right now. I believe strongly, too, that we as a nation can solve this. We have the control of our culture and our society and how we choose to live our lives, and we can do it. But it's an immediate crisis. It's a right now crisis.
Bernard Zaper is a retired special agent in charge with ATF. He's currently with ASU School of Criminology and Criminal Justice.